The World This Week. Politics.
In Sweden's general election, the anti-immigrant Sweden Democrats did less well than many had feared, ending up in third place with 17.5% of the vote. But forming a new government could now be difficult, as the centre-right and centre-left alliances are both well short of a majority. Another election may have to be called.
The European Parliament voted to condemn Hungary for abusing democratic norms. This starts a process that could theoretically see Hungary stripped of its voting rights, but actual sanctions are certain to be blocked by Poland and perhaps others.
Theresa May, Britain's Prime Minister, faced speculation about a leadership challenge. Some 80 Tory MPs opposed to her Chequers proposal on Brexit were reported to have met to discuss options that include a no-confidence vote. Jean-Claude Juncker, the President of the European Commission, added to Mrs. May's woes. In a speech, he said that her proposal was the starting point for a trade deal, but his overall tone was downbeat, and other key parts of the plan were dismissed.
Vladimir Putin said that Britain's allegation that two members of Russia's military intelligence poisoned a former spy in Salisbury earlier this year is wrong. The Russian president claimed that the two men were civilians and would explain everything themselves. They later popped up to say they were just tourists visiting Salisbury's cathedral.
Doctors said that Jair Bolsonaro, the far-right candidate in Brazil's presidential election, will be kept in care for weeks after he was stabbed in the stomach at a campaign event. Mr. Bolsonaro is leading the polls for the first round of next month's election among those who are allowed to run. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, a former president, has been jailed for corruption and is banned from standing. He ended his legal challenge to that ban this week and pulled out of the race.
A movement of poor and indigenous people blocked sections of the Pan-American Highway in Guatemala to protest against the decision by the country's president, Jimmy Morales, to end the mandate of the UN-sponsored International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala, known as CICIG. Mr. Morales has also barred the head of the commission, Ivan Velasquez, from returning to Guatemala. CICIG has attracted the president's ire for investigating his family.
America recalled its top diplomats from the Dominican Republic, El Salvador and Panama for consultations. It objected after the countries decided to cut ties with Taiwan and recognize China instead. Only 17 nations still recognize Taiwan. Four of those are in Central America and could also be tempted to end links with Taiwan, raising concern in Washington that China is gaining influence.
Malaysia cancelled three pipeline projects backed by China, the most conspicuous push yet by the new government led by Mahathir Mohamad against the flood of Chinese money swashing around infrastructure projects. In a visit to Beijing recently, Dr. Mahathir warned about a new colonialism and complained of unfair contracts drawn up to service China's Belt and Road Initiative.